305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. We have made it. Man, we got some great stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. We've got our good friend, Dr. Dave Bratt, dropping by. Economy seems to be doing pretty well. Looking at unemployment numbers, looking at inflation numbers. I mean, honest to goodness, it just looks like we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Only thing is, you've got that Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who has essentially declared this war with President Trump. And because of that, you and I continue to pay higher interest rates. So hopefully the good doctor, Dave Bratt, will be able to explain a little bit about that, maybe give us some idea which way we are headed and what could happen. Does Jerome Powell exit early? Probably not. Does President Trump actually take steps to have him removed? I don't know. But Dave Bratt will have a little insight on that. And because it's Friday, which, according to my calendar, is exactly the day before Saturday, we will have Stan Drewski here at 4:35. Stan, as you know, is the host of In the Garage with Stan and Drewski. So looking forward to all of that. I mentioned it's Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D. Why? R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed. Great program started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, just saying, hey, on Fridays, pick out something red to wear. Could be a shirt, could be your socks or your pants. I would also suggest that you always have available to you, just in the case of an emergency. Let's say that your laundry fairy has not placed a red shirt or something in rotation. Well, you reach out to Emily Morrissey, my dear friend, my best buddy down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com, and you order yourself a couple of red bracelets. And that way, you are always, always covered. Just trying to be helpful here, your friendly old helpful Uncle Jeff. And because it's Friday, I wear my Peppa Pig hat because, well, you know, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Remind you about the James River Air text line. That is always available to you, 833-804-1140. It's like nails on a chalkboard listening to Abigail Spamberger tell yet another lie. And you'll notice this talent that Abigail Spamberger has. She is able to tell you things that are patently untrue, demonstrably untrue, easily proven to be untrue, and she will look you straight in the eyes and tell you those things. It's an unbelievable skill. I just assume it's something she picked up working for the CIA, which is why so many people have dubbed her CIA Abby. I don't know exactly what she did. She now ignores her time in law enforcement. Have you noticed that? It's weird. When she was looking for votes from cops, she played up the fact that for a brief period of time, she was a postal inspector. That's a great job, by the way. United States Postal Inspection Service is actually the oldest federal law enforcement agency in America. Bet you didn't know that, unless you listened to me, in which case I've told you that before. But she doesn't talk about that. Now maybe once she gets out there on the campaign trail and she's trying to convince cops that she actually cares about him, which is untrue. Maybe then she'll play up her her law enforcement experience. I don't know. I just don't know. What I do know is that I listen to her, I watch her, and I really am in this really odd sort of a way impressed with her ability to look you dead center in the eyes and then just give you a big line of bull crap. She never cracks a smile. You don't want to play poker with her, I'll tell you that. That I figured out already. Not that I've ever been invited, nor would I be inviting her, but man, it's something. Governor Glenn Youngkin was here yesterday. Governor Glenn Youngkin explained what happened with these CNBC ratings. Everybody with even two synapses firing is looking at this and saying, huh, do you think there's a political angle here? Do you think the network that gave you Erin Burnett and some other very notable leftists sees an election coming up in Virginia, sees a chance to score some cheap political points and take a really, really cheap political shot at Lieutenant Governor Sears? You think that's part of this? I'm going to tell you flat out it is. There's no way that it's not. If you look at the real numbers, and I know they're numbers, man, and so yeah, I don't like numbers either, but look at the numbers and look at the number of companies relocating to Virginia. Take a look at the number of dollars coming into Virginia. I mean, really, think about it. Just some thoughts. Oh, I have to go over to New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street, by the way, the West End. I've got to go over there and get something new. And I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm going to get. I'm actually, as we speak, if I sound slightly distracted, I am texting back and forth with a friend of mine who really is a, he knows firearms, knows them far better than I am, than I do. And I said to him, I said, hey, you know, I got to get over to New American Arms. Once again, 6017 West Broad Street. In the West End, I wanted to find out if they have the Strikeman dry fire laser kit. Have you seen these? I've not gotten one yet, but it has popped up in so many of my feeds. It's a cartridge. You know, in my case, I think I'm going to get a 9mm, and you chamber it, and then you dry fire with this target. And it feeds you all of the information, not just, hey, you hit the target, not just great shot or this ring or that ring or, you know, it's center of mass or stuff. No, but all sorts of stuff right there on an app. And it's all laser. And right now they've got them on sale. That's the reason that I really was paying attention to them. And I thought, you know, for $88, I'm going to roll the dice. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Jeff, why would I buy it online when I can probably get it over there at New American Arms? So anyway, so I was chatting with my buddy Miles about this, and I was telling him I've got to get over there. I've got to get a little something new. And he's talking about all the things that they can do at New American, including custom building a rifle. So I asked him about an AR. I don't have one of those in the collection. And then I'm wondering, do I need one? Do you have one? Do me a favor. Hit me on the James River Air text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Do you have an AR? And what do you think of them? And what do? You've taken it out on the range, I'm assuming. And you've shot it. You've thrown some lead down range. Do you like it? Is it worth it? Is it something I should have in the collection? And I don't know. I've shot it once or twice here and there, but I'm just being brutally honest with you. Just not something that I've spent a lot of time with. And Miles is saying, well, what about a really good quality pistol? I thought, well, yeah, it's another option. I am curious, though, about the AR. So I'm just throwing it out there to you. If you have an AR, you've got a little bit of experience. If you just bought it yesterday, that's not going to help. But if you've had it a while and you've had it on the range, let me know what you thought of it. How was the handling? Recoil? Was there anything there? 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. So you hit me up there, and I will share it with everybody. Oh, next week, Jer, make a note of this, please. We will have tickets next week for the Outlaw Music Festival at the Virginia Credit Union Home Loan Amphitheater out there at the beach. Yeah. So that's next week. But it's every day next week. So make a note of that for yourself. And Jeremy, you make a note of that. I wrote it down here, and I want you to be aware of it as well. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, yeah. Oh, no, that's all. That's all. It is Friday, and we're going to be celebrating for sure. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Please feel free to shoot me a shoot me a text. I say that all the time, and now I'm asking you about a little firearms advice. Now, Jeff, I have the Strike Man system. It is awesome. Great to learn hip firing. Oh, very cool. Very cool. Somebody sent me a note, said they have three ARs in their collection and actually built two of them. I'm not building anything. I will just tell you that right now. Legos as a kid, and then I was out of the building business. Let's see. 757 says, I got the parts for an AR for under $500, it's actually wonderful. Somebody else saying, yep, I've got a few ARs in my collection. A well-built one or from a good manufacturer is a lot of fun. And then you can outfit it with your own custom gadgets like lights and optics. They're reliable. And best of all, the gas action actually eats up the recoil, makes it a pleasure to shoot. Ooh, nice. I like mine so much, I've been hunting with it instead of my 30-06. Oh, that's pretty cool. Jeff, Craig says, if you buy an inexpensive AR, do not put a bump stock on it. The heat from the rapid fire will warp the barrel. Very dangerous. Yikes. Wow. Well, whatever. Jeff, we have reserved a campsite for the show. All right, Steve the Painter is going to his show. He got some sort of tickets there. Germ, do me a favor. Take a look at that James River Air text line because Steve the Painter says I don't actually know what he's talking about. There's a shock for you, right? Yeah. All right, but anyway, you take a look at that. Ooh, all right, now I'm hearing that Wilson and Staccato will both put a red dot on your pistol at the factory and sight it in. Oh, I like the idea. I've just decided everything's got to have the red dot now. I don't know if it's because it's showing up more in television shows or just the fact that I've been reading about it and watching certain things, but the red dots that you can have now, that sighting system, are just incredible. So I would definitely like to do that. And Wilson and Staccato, those are upper-end pistols. But they're really quality, and they've got them. Yeah, you can get them at New American Arms. All right. What else have we got going on? We've got the economy. We've got to talk about that. Dr. Dave Brand is going to be here in just a couple of moments. We'll chat about Jerome Powell and the obstacles that he presents to making the economy even better. All right? Yeah, I would love to see it get cooking even better than it is. And you know what? It's pretty doggone good as it is. 823 says, Jeff, if you want a fun pistol, go buy a Desert Eagle 50 caliber. Ooh, all right. I think I may have shot one of those at some point. Next week, we do have the tickets. I remind you, Outlaw Music Festival out at the beach. It's going to be July the 29th, but the tickets we're going to give away every single day next week. Monday morning, Rich Herrera will be back, and we're looking forward to him returning 6 a.m. on Monday. It is 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So much that we are going to be chatting about this afternoon. Economic numbers? Well, I guess at this point it depends who you ask. Yesterday, Governor Youngkin was with us. We were talking about these CNBC numbers that Abigail Spamberger and the rest of the leftists are out there talking about. Oh, look, they've all reversed to first to fourth, and it's because Governor Youngkin addressed it yesterday, and we'll share some of that audio with you a little bit later in the program, just so you understand what Spamberger is out there doing right now is the same as she's always done, which is to look you right in the eyes and then tell you a big, giant whopper of a lie in hopes that you'll be fooled and tricked into voting for her. That's all. I just want to be very clear on that. But is Jerome Powell the problem here? President Trump obviously doesn't want him there. President Trump would like these rate cuts to happen sooner rather than later. And Jerome Powell, in the last few months of his term, says, nope, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. I don't know. Now, I've got a couple of favorite economists. I've talked about them through the years. Adam Smith, pretty good. Milton Friedman, not bad. Dr. Dave Brat, best of the best. And since it's only Dr. Brad who talks to me at this point, and he talks to us each and every Friday, which is fantastic, he's joining us. I remind you that Dave Brat is the vice president for business relations at Liberty University, which is an amazing school. And if you have kids or grandkids or you just know folks who are thinking about college, they really should look at Liberty, put it on the list. But Dave is never here on behalf of Liberty. Just want to be clear. It's just Dave is a brilliant guy and a really nice guy, friend of this program, joining us to talk about some stuff and bat it around a little bit. Dave, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, great to be on. Thanks much, Jeff.
It is always great to hear your voice. So explain to us, is Jerome Powell the big roadblock here to getting the economy firing on every single solitary cylinder?
Well, the short answer is it's never personalities, right? It's institutions, and the Federal Reserve is to blame. If people want to go out and look, I got about 20 charts up on an inflation thing, what went wrong in 1971 when we went off the gold standard. And so the Federal Reserve is responsible for massive inflation over these 50 years. They're responsible. The deficit started right there at about 1971. You can go look at the charts I've got up. Right. And then, but there's some surprising things in there. Illegal immigration started at 71, right? So this is a sign that the Fed stands for Wall Street and the globalists and not for the American citizen anymore. And then there's a technical piece. You can go study this, but it's the breakaway of GDP per capita, which is just if you take the whole economy, right, the total amount we make every year divided by the people.
Right.
But then contrast that with real wages for the working class. And what you'll find is median wages for the working class is flatter than a pancake, and the rich are getting richer and richer and richer. And so what's that led to in the Federal Reserve? This is all 1971 on. And you won't believe these charts. Back at 71, average family formation was 5 kids. Now it's 2. In 71, average age of marriage was 22, 21 for men and women. Now it's 30. Household ownership used to be young. Now it's old, if possible at all. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? So when you say it Fed Powell, it's what you're really saying is, does the Fed do policy on behalf of the American worker, or do they do work on behalf of the rich elites, right? The top 10% own 90% of the stocks. And that's the long going thing. And luckily our new Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, who's a really smart guy, and he's had the classic phrase, right? Wall Street's had its run. They've had their turn. Now it's the turn for Main Street. And so the current Fed Chair Powell, in the midst of everything that's going on, right, the past history shows the normal Fed would be lowering rates right now. And so he's not. Yeah. So then you say, why not? And he and Trump are in a little political clash. And so there's a little politics being played, I think.
Interesting. What sort of a difference do you think it would make in the short term, Dave, if Jerome Powell were doing things at the Fed the way that they have been done in the past? In other words, saying, yeah, you're right, we've got to cut interest rates. Would we who are living on Main Street or some variation of it see an immediate benefit?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting question, right? So when you lower rates to zero, that favors Wall Street because they're clever and they can make money, and then the average person isn't making any interest rate on their retirement accounts, and so it hurts Main Street.
Okay.
But right now, what you see is Trump with his tariff policies and his tax policies and his immigration push, right? 20 million illegals minimum. Some people have it at 30 million, right? That crushes the wage rate of the working class. And so what Trump is saying is, look, I'm trying to fix the world right now, pal, if you haven't noticed, right? Plus, we got wars that were left to me. I didn't start any of them. I'm trying to end them. It's not as easy as I thought, maybe, because I got globalists all around me pushing every button you can imagine. But, you know, give me a little latitude here, right? Print a little money because it'll juice the stock market, right? The stock market will go up a little bit, give a little bit of breathing room while I'm working on changing the major institutions that have left us high and dry, right? And Tucker had this amazing review of the role of our CIA since 1953, right? We overturned Mossadegh, who was a Western guy, back in 1953. And as a result of that, we ended up, you know, with the unintended consequence of Ayatollah and a Shiite, Islamic revolution 25 years later.
Yep.
And we're still living with that. And so our elitists, if they were smart and they were true elites and the most educated of us all, but the foreign policy of this last year is, I think, somewhere in the ballpark, you know, it's $8 trillion for just two wars. So let's just say $20 trillion total since 1953, $20 trillion on war.
No.
And the reason we replaced Mossadegh was we didn't like the oil price. Well, take $20 trillion divided by, you know, on average going back then, $2 a gallon for gas.
Yep.
And, you know, that's about 2 trillion gallons of gas you could buy the American people.
That's right?
So give everyone a plat, go buy, you know, Fritos and chips and a Coke as well while you're at the gas station. And it's just obscene, right?
Yeah.
It's just obscene.
Yep, it is absolute craziness. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, the Senior Vice President at Liberty University for Business Relations, not here on behalf of Liberty. We always like to make that clear. Just talking a little bit about economics and where we are. There's also this talk now with the Trump tax cuts, I guess, permanent. Are they really permanent, or is there always the opportunity? I mean, you are up there in the morass that is Congress. I mean, those folks, if it's in the wrong hands, they could go in and tinker with everything again, couldn't they?
Yeah, no, but it's very hard now because we have the House, the Senate, and the White House, right?
Right.
So the Dems would have to have the House, the Senate, and the White House to reverse that.
Okay.
So what it really means, they're permanent for 10 years, right? And so both sides cheat on the budget process. Sometimes they'll just do something for 5 years in order to make the budget numbers look good right now, and then all the pain comes in years 6 to 10.
Oh.
And, you know, for business planning, the business community wants to know the tax cuts are permanent, so they have a 10-year planning horizon, right? And so that's the major, meaning of the permanence right now. It's a good thing.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And that's the sort of money, if I understand it correctly, because you point this out, and man, you do a great job with it. Again, between those of us who, you know, you get up in the morning, you work a job or you have a business, and maybe you're doing well, but you have to think about things. And folks, people call them the elites, Dave. I don't do that. I call them the elitists, because I think so much of it is inside their own heads, and it's not just economic.
Yeah, right.
They really do think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Right.
Right. So these tax cuts benefit people like me, people who say, all right, you know what? We're going to invest in something, or we're going to buy something new. The people who are sitting on, I don't know, $1 trillion or whatever it is, they don't need to spend anything because they have some extra tax dollars.
Yeah, no, that's right. And so, you know, it's both sides of the coin. If you do tax cuts, the rich get the big benefit from the tax cuts. But what the left always misses is that's because the rich pay all the taxes.
Right.
And that number is actually very close, right? So that's a wash.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on other channels, I've made the remarks that, you know, if you really want to pump economic growth, you know, you can take a little bit of the marginal rate reduction away from the rich and give it back to the rich in terms of, you know, immediate expensing, capital formation.
Sure.
And you know, if they invest in manufacturing, and most importantly, if they invest in human capital, the liberals are all gone, right? Everyone acts like a liberal. There's no liberals anymore.
That's right.
They're all cray-cray lefties. And the evidence is the literacy rate for the poor kids in Chicago is 12%. And you can go look that up, Illinois Public Policy Institute, whatever, right? And so no one's looking out for when you talk about Main Street, you want to give these kids a chance, right? And so Trump is bringing manufacturing back to this country. American businesses already committed $10 trillion from the world.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
Right,
coming back here to provide capital, and when Americans work with capital in their hands, they do great things, and their wages go up. And so that's what we're trying to get back to, and the Democrat moderates, right, all political views are my own, but the moderates are not moderate. You know, they voted for every single war. They voted for the green policies that benefit China makes 70% of the green stuff. So I don't know what that was about. That was just a subsidy to the cronies up there. And they never have to explain anything in the great papers of our times, like the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I mean, it's an embarrassment.
It is. And I like you, long for the days of the classic liberals.
Same here.
Right? They'd be on our side on all of this. And the idea that these progressives, they can take whatever talking point they want and pretend it's theirs, but they clearly don't care about kids. They don't care about humanity. They don't care. We didn't have to go to Chicago, Dave. Last year, the year before, there wasn't a single solitary seventh grader in the Richmond public schools who met grade level SOL scores.
Yeah, right.
Math.
Not
a single one.
Right.
So.
Yep. No, it's amazing. And these companies, they put out nice sounding things, you know, we're building evergreen trees on our roof to save the environment, but they're not investing in the workforce in their own community. And so they can talk till they're green in the face, but until they get the kids, and then on top of it, they have the gall to say, we don't have any American workers ready to go. I'm like, well, yeah, that's because you haven't done anything. Right, you have not taken care of the kids. Get on it. And I'm not talking about all business guys, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can look at the Magnificent Seven, for example, and see where they're shoving their money. And it always seems to roll back to them, right? When you put a line in the budget of the government, it goes back to you, the rich. The average person on Main Street doesn't get to put a line in the budget.
That's right.
Right? It's absurd. And so you got to get rid of this Leviathan and the deep state. And all the evidence is coming out, right? The Chinese affecting the elections in 2020. I mean, it's all coming in. The CIA, Brennan, and what's his name? The head of the FBI, Comey.
Yeah.
They're all in the hot seat now. The information's all coming out. The CIA let out some stuff on the Kennedy murder.
Right.
That hasn't synced in yet, right?
Right?
Once people figure out what that means, they'll have more questions. And so, you know, it'd be great if we had someone, you know, in Congress and the CIA or something like that. You know, I'm sure they would tell the truth about everything.
Mm. Well, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Comey couldn't happen to two nicer guys.
I'm looking forward to
seeing what they have to say or not to say. Dave, it is always such a pleasure to have you here, my friend. I want to remind everybody that while you are the Senior Vice President for Business Relations at Liberty University, a great school that everybody should have on their list to look at, you're not here on behalf of Liberty. That just happens to be your day job, but you're here to share some thoughts, and we're just grateful. We're always grateful when you've got time for us, my friends.
Yep, you bet. Everybody just stick to the fundamentals. Go educate those kids. Take a trip to Liberty. Say hi someday. And thanks, Jeff, for the great show. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, brother. That is Dr. Dave Bratt. Great, great guy. Great insight. And believe it or not, joins us each and every Friday when, you know, he's not traversing the globe. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a Friday. It's sunny, it's warm, it's 90. It is Friday. I'm going to mention that again. You know why? Because it's Friday. That's why. Tomorrow, that would be Saturday. You are correct. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who hosts In the Garage with Stan Andruski, will be hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski that airs at 8 a.m. Saturday right here on this radio station. It is, without question, the best weekend radio show anywhere. And you need to be listening at 8 a.m. And to give you a little sneak peek, Stan is kind enough each and every Friday afternoon to drop by right around 4:35. This hot weather has taken toll for some people. I'm getting more notes. People saying, Jeff, my battery died. Well, yeah. I've got the boys switching off each day, making sure they get outside and start up the cars and just make sure that the batteries are charged. You know, we're using one in a day, maybe hiding our go in different directions, so we got two that are being used, but invariably something is not in use. And so you got to start it every day. Let it run for 10, 15 minutes, charge that battery up, and it keeps you from heading out there after a 90 or a 98 degree day and finding that your battery is dead. I'm getting the notes as well from AAA, where they have their battery truck. That's all they do. That's all they do. They come right to your house and replace the battery. I don't know the quality of them. I'll leave that up to Stan, but we'll talk about that at 4:35. It is 3:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.